Well, it's that time of year again. Every news agency has a look back at 2006 and look forward to 2007. Today on the Great Lakes Geek Show, we're doing the same with the tech czar of the city of Cleveland. Mike D'Aloia will tell us about some of the progress made in 2006 and give us a look at what we can expect in 2007. Oh, and Happy New Year.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Today we're speaking with Mike D'Aloia. Mike is the tech czar of the city of Cleveland. Mike, as we wrap up 2006 and look forward to 2007, 2006 has been a very fruitful and busy year for tech in the city of Cleveland. Why don't you give us a few of the highlights of what happened?
Be happy to do so. I think 2006 was a turning point for the region, as you mentioned. And let me just go through a little quick bullet point list here. It's rather amazing. Finally got the Idea Center up and running in full force. It is now 90% occupied, and that particular building has become the tech center for Northeast Ohio. We've got six very enterprising tech companies in there. We've got a short list of four others that we're negotiating with to hopefully move in within the next 90 days. Let me just give you a quick list of some of the big hits we got of companies moving into the region. Digino brought in 65 new employees to the Tyler Elevator Building, and that company is going to jumpstart all the development on East 36 and Superior. Sewell One brought in 150 new employees, 20,000 square feet of new space. Juranoff, Toman Medical, here's a company that we were competing with, New York, Boston, Chicago, and Cleveland. Not necessarily something that we win all the time, but we finally landed that company. They're down at the Idea Center. And Civia, a small catch, but I think this company is going to go through some great growth spurts in the next few years. So we got all these new companies moving in, very exciting. We launched the eTech Hatchery and graduated our first tenant out of there, which was Portfolio Magazine Online. Cleveland365.com is moving in the next few weeks. And we're negotiating out with our third tenant, which should be launched in May with a very interesting way to open up a new tenant in there, and I'll get to that in 2007. Happy to report $4.8 million of committed capital into the technology industry. And this is over the last 12 to 14 months, and that $4.8 million includes loans that we've made to companies and grants that we've made into projects for the technology industry in Cleveland, Ohio. Just 2 weeks ago, on December 15th, the state announced that we were the recipient of a Job Ready Sites grant, $2.5 million. What does that mean? Well, that $2.5 million is going to be used for the new Cleveland Technology Center, which will be in East 13th and Rockwell. This is a $32 million state-of-the-art technology facility that'll be built right in between the Avenue District, which again highlights our live, work, and play philosophy, bringing tech companies downtown where you can hang out, live, and play. It's going to be fantastic. And as you know, you were there at the party at Paradigm Magazine launch. We're one of the few regions in the country to have a tech magazine. We're hoping to do this quarterly. The next one will come out in April or May. We're working with the Cleveland Magazine in a few weeks to get the next issue up and running. And of course, we did our CEO forum as well. So it's been a busy, busy year. A little tired at the end of the year, no doubt about it, but I'm geared up and ready to go for 2007.
Well, it's nice when you can speak to specific metrics. You know, this company came in with X number of jobs, and we did $4.8 million here and all this, instead of just some of the touchy-feely fluff stuff that you hear so often. Paradigm Magazine's interesting. It's one of those things where I think a lot of people in our city, first of all, don't know the good things that are going on, the good companies that are here. But this is also reaching beyond Northeast Ohio, isn't it?
That magazine was a cooperative effort between Youngstown, City of Beechwood, City of Cleveland, Nortec, Neosa, Red Room Revolution, Tri-C, Corporate College. I mean, there was a whole slew of interested parties that participated in that. So that was a great geographical scope. I mean, you're talking about from Youngstown to Cleveland, there's got to be, what, 3.2, 3.3 million people in that geographic area. We really think there's a strong depth of technology companies that merits a quarterly magazine, you know, hopefully a monthly at some point in the future, magazine that demonstrates the great talent and depth that we have here. So, yes, it was a pure regional effort to make that happen. I have a few extra boxes outside, and we're actually going to be using those for a national campaign to the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Business 2.0, with an offer. We can help get you discounted flights, discounted hotel rooms. Just come out and visit and see what's happening in the Cleveland technology space.
And I think that regionalism is important because a lot of people at first, when you first started, were worried that, you know, okay, this is Cleveland and his only interest is in what's happening within the city limits. But now you see the cooperation with Youngstown and Beechwood and other places. There is, while you're still focused on the city of Cleveland as the natural hub of the region, there seems to be more of a regional cooperation than maybe before.
Absolutely true, and I think one of the reasons why there's more cooperation is, one, we've worked at it. You know, City of Beechwood being a perfect case in point, it was reported in the paper that we stole, did you know, from Beechwood into the city of Cleveland. Behind the scenes, the story that wasn't reported, and I'm not trying to put Henry Gomez at the PD on the hot seat, but I will say this, did you know was looking for space in Beechwood and couldn't find it in Beechwood, and all of us worked together to find them space in the region, because there was some thought that they may in fact leave. It didn't happen. We found them space in downtown Cleveland, and that was a cooperative effort with the city of Beechwood, did you know, city of Cleveland. I'd like to continue that. In fact, we've got an Israeli trade mission, Israeli technology trade mission coming up in January, and that is evenly split between three cities, city of Cleveland, city of Beechwood, and the city of Akron.
Yeah, you touched on a couple of them, but it seems like there's some tech centers that are just growing up in the city. We know about Playhouse Square, obviously, and the Idea Center and all. And you mentioned 36 and Superior with DigiKnow being an anchor there. What are some of the other areas of town that are emerging tech hotspots?
Well, in 2007, we're still going to focus on Playhouse Square. The plans are right now that we've got two tech incubators outside of the E-Tech Hatchery, which is also in Playhouse Square. But we're going to, looks like we're going to start one in February. We're going to knock out a wall in the Bulkley building. So we're actually going to spread out of Idea Center into the next building over, which is the Bulkley. This will be pure tech space. At the Hanna building across the street, we are building out 500, 1,000, and 1,500 square foot suites with the same sort of temperament. Your furniture, your desktop, your phones will all be included. Clearly, when we get the Cleveland Technology Center up and running, and it will not be ready in 2007, more likely 2008, because we need 18 to 24 months to build this infrastructure and the building itself. But seeing that it's only a block away from Playhouse Square, you can obviously begin to see where our strategy lies. Is we're going to build upon that IT infrastructure that is resident in Playhouse Square. Not just one building, but the entire Playhouse Square district is obviously going to become a tech hub for the city, which would include the Cleveland Technology Center. And then moving east, obviously, 36 and Superior is going to become a real important building for us. That's a $27 million initiative, which DigiKnow was the first company in. What hasn't been reported is underneath DigiKnow on the fourth floor, we've already built out four suites with VoIP included and level one support already included in your rent. Underneath that, we're looking at the first floor in that building to be the new game hub with a game commune, which is the incubator that we've been talking about for the gaming industry, and the ultra-hip music lounge, which would include a digital recording studio, real-time recording of any local act that wants to come in and record 3 to 5 songs can do so. So we're looking for that at the first floor. So that'll hopefully gravitate to a tech hub as well. And then you've got your 4415 Euclid, the Midtown Innovation Center. And something that hasn't been reported, but 7100 Euclid Avenue is going to become a biotech building. It's the old Carpenter Press building, beautiful building on 71st and Euclid. We already have our first tenant for the biotech hub there, and we're building out that space as we speak.
What else, besides the facilities and the amalgamation of companies in these tech centers, can we look forward to in 2007?
I mentioned earlier the Israeli trade mission that will be coming in late January. I'm sending out today, as a matter of fact, an invitation for any local tech company to come meet these Israeli tech companies for joint ventures, partnership, potentially investment, etc. That'll be in late January. I've spent the last 2 years, obviously, on just development, getting tech companies in. The next 2 years, while I'm still going to be focusing on development, specifically in downtown and the Midtown area, we're looking at workforce development issues. How can we get the type of talent that we need in this region? And my big bet is that we can grow it in town. We don't have to go out and start poaching talent from the coast. Now, granted, if there's some great guru out there that wants to come back to Cleveland, come back. We'd love to have you. But I really think our unemployment issue and our employment issues, meaning we have higher unemployment than the national and state average, and we're dying for technology talent. We're fully employed on the technology side. So why not start training the unemployed individuals we have in town with technology certification? So it looks like it'll be a six-figure bet in late January. I'll know the exact figure that our workforce development group is going to sanction off part of their budget, and we're going to plow it into the technology trades. I think that's a pretty significant development for this region. And we're also going to do our first, and hopefully not our last, technology trade show for the region. Just like Paradigm Magazine was a regional effort, we're working on something called the Best Damn Tech Show Period, which would be July 19th and 20th.
So obviously there's a lot going on here in tech in Cleveland. If you're a local company or individual and you want to get involved and participate in some of this, or if you're in the Great Lakes region or even beyond, be sure to stay tuned at greatlakesgeek.com, where we'll keep you posted on what's going on from the Tech Czar's office here in the city of Cleveland. Today we've been speaking with Michael D'Aloia, the Tech Czar of the city of Cleveland, with a look back at 2006 and a preview of 2007. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.